I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Welcome to the podcast. I am talking into this black box, which is kind of creepy, but cool.
Shall we get this party started?
Let's get it started.
Ready?
I am so ready. So ready for this.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast, LA Startup Spotlight. This is Esprit Devora, and today I am sitting here with Arturo from Kluge Interactive, an amazing design agency who has also done the website for Silicon Beach Fest.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Cool. Well, I run Kluge. We've been around for 8 years in LA, and we also run a design salon called Evenings at the Loft. And we're all about design and educating what design is beyond pixel pushing.
You know, I've said it so many times. Evenings at the Loft are some of the most well put together event series in our community.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
Can you tell us a little bit about Evenings at the Loft?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm a big fan of the community. I've gone to a lot of events, and a lot of the design events were sort of what we say, cold pizza, warm beers, and sort of static noise. Good speakers, good conversations, but they were a little forced, and the spaces weren't set up for it. And so I was like, hey, we're designers. Shouldn't we design our event experiences? And that's sort of the impetus for Evenings.
Tell me about Kluge Interactive.
How can we use design to not only build awesome creative, but transform businesses and organizations? So Kluge is, at core, we're small team, big projects. We're cross-functional. We're driven by a mandate to always be strategic, to always ask the big questions about our projects. And so we're account-driven, not project-driven. And we're really trying to come up with what is design strategy.
And you have some pretty huge clients.
Yeah. We've been fortunate. We have clients like Deloitte and the City of Los Angeles and a lot of the growing LA technology companies.
When were you founded?
I believe it was 2008.
And where are you guys based?
We're in Marina del Rey, East Marina, as we like to say.
Wait, so you, first of all, Marina del Rey is trying to be the tech hub of LA. I know every single billboard in Marina del Rey, it's like the Silicon Beach. We're Silicon Beach, right?
Yeah, right, totally. Yeah. I think we're all trying to claim Silicon Beach.
Right? So, having grown your company since 2008, you've had the opportunity to see the city grow, because it wasn't really until about 2007, I'd say, that, I mean, is kind of the jolt that put LA where it is today. So what kind of changes have you seen from 2008 to now, 2016?
Oh, it's been huge. I mean, I come from consulting boutique world, and 2007, I was already making the rounds at the Early Lunch 2.0, et cetera. And I mean, it was one event every month, and it was very, very little people to bond with. And even the first few years, I grew from, like, it felt insular. And then in the last few years, it's been so amazing to have a community, to have people with whom to discuss these issues. At one point, we were sort of kind of going insane in our own little offices. So it's been amazing growth.
What inspired you to create Kluge? How is it different than all the other design agencies that exist?
Well, a little bit of the personalities. I think every service provider, every agency is the personalities of the founders. I come from a funny background. I have a business background. I come from the consulting world. I had a music magazine. I was doing a lot of hacking and pirating on the internet. So it was the confluence of things. I am not a designer, or I was not a designer until Kluge. And it's that strategy first approach that led me to design and to understand the power of it and building an amazing team around it, which kind of positioned us to be who we are today, sort of organically.
And how many people are on your team?
We are 9 people.
Wow. Yeah. That's huge, right?
And it's the right size.
And you're totally self-sustaining. Like, you never took outside investment?
No, never did. Unfortunately, maybe at the beginning, but now we're totally cool.
Very, very cool. What LA startup or tech company have you come across in the last few weeks that's really impressed you?
So we love working with LA tech startups that are in growth mode. So one of our main clients and favorite clients is Telesign. They're mobile identity. So they're helping with all the two-factor authentication, phone verification in your phone.
And they're LA based.
They're LA based. They're in Marina del Rey. They have a nice sign in Lincoln Avenue that we help put together. They do sort of behind, like, they seem, their APIs and SDK, so there's this kind of boring security technology, but they're powering so many websites around the world, and they're helping so much towards mobile security that it's really nice to be working with them. Telesign.com.
How do you spell it?
T-E-L-E sign.com.
Cool. And how can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Hey Kluge, HeyKluge, or KlugeInteractive.com. And also you can sign up to the design salons via eveningsattheloft.com. Sign up to your to the email newsletter. And we have a lot of the events coming your way.
And you have about one event a quarter, right?
For evenings, it's one event a quarter. Once in a while, we'll get inspired to do something radical. Like we have a music design party coming up right after our quarterly event, like 2 weeks after. So sometimes we just kind of throw another event.
What's been the biggest benefit building your company in LA versus San Francisco or New York?
I think we're in a place where design in LA is still a fairly new thing. It's still a big unknown. And so we are an early pioneer, if you will, of that in the community. And at the same time, there's so much great design talent that's spread out. So that combination between something new and pioneering, but at the same time, there's enough establishment. It's really a unique thing. New York is very established in design. SF is very established in design. It'd be harder to do something new there. And then other markets, which are entirely new, they don't have the experience that we have. So I find that all that very intriguing.
Cool. Thank you so much for hanging out with the We Are LA Tech podcast on this LA Startup Spotlight. If you believe in everything that We Are LA Tech is doing, go to wearelatech.com/believe. Really excited for you guys to check out the next LA Startup Spotlight coming at you this week. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Awesome. That was cool, right?
Cool. Yeah, totally. I'm Arturo. I'm the founder of Kluge Interactive. I also run a design salon called Evenings at the Loft, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
That's what editing's for.
That's right.
Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.